Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our village board meeting. Would you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Full house. Thank you for being here, everyone. We will call our meeting to order. Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafter. Here. Trustee Green is excused. Trustee Sampson.
Here.
Trustee Deutsch.
Here.
Do I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda?
Move to adopt the agenda as presented.
Trustee Sampson, seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? We have a motion to accept or adopt the agenda as presented. And the second, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item three, announcements. Open book on May 22nd from 9:30 to 11:30. Board of Review on May 30th from 9:30 to 11:30. Pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1770-45, the assessment roll for the year 2023 will be open for examination starting on May 22nd of 2023 at Village Hall during the office hours Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Friday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Additionally, the assessor will be available on Monday, May 22nd from 9:30 to 11:30 at Alloway Village Hall to discuss your 2023 assessment should you have any questions. Instructional material will be provided at the open book to persons who wish to object to valuations of their property. You can find out more information on that on our website as well. Next announcement. We are very excited to announce the hiring of Seth Sanders to fill the vacant engineering technician position at the Village of Alloway. Seth will be joining us the week of May 15th. Seth will be responsible for the drafting of engineering plans, updating the street and utility mapping, and construction inspection. Seth is a May graduate of Northeast Wisconsin Technical College Engineering Technology Program. He also served as the president of the Civil Engineering Technology Club while in school. We are confident that he will be a valuable addition to our Public Works team, and we look forward to working with him. Welcome, Seth. Next announcement. CellCom Green Bay Marathon is coming to town on May 21st. On Sunday, May 21st, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., runners, approximately 3,000 of them, will be participating in the CellCom Green Bay Marathon with a route that will travel throughout the city of Green Bay, Village of Ashwaubenon, and Village of Alloway. A portion of the full marathon route will utilize Alloway streets. The route map you can find on our website as well. The race officials anticipate runners will be in Alloway from approximately 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. and due to the length of race and number of participants will likely be spaced apart 20 to 30 seconds. You can go to our website and see approximately when the runners will be at what intersections if you're trying to navigate the roads that day. Next, National Drinking Water Week. National Drinking Water Week was May 7th through 13th. It was celebrated that the week of May 7th. The Village of Alloway is taking this opportunity to recognize the hard-working water professionals in the village water utility. Drinking water plays a vital role in our daily lives. Water professionals are the key to our ability to access safe, clean drinking water. We are grateful to have amazing water professionals in Alloway. Thank you for all that you do to ensure our community can enjoy high-quality drinking water. Next announcement, May 14th through May 20th is National Police Week. In 1962, President Kennedy proclaimed May 15th as National Peace Officers Memorial Day. and the calendar week in which May 15th falls as National Police Week. Established by a joint resolution of Congress in 62, National Police Week pays special recognition to those law enforcement officers who have lost their lives in the line of duty for the safety and protection of others. We would like to extend a special thank you to Officer Jason Vogel, our DEO officer for the Village of Alloway, law enforcement officers past and present who have worked for the Village, as well as all officers throughout the nation. Thank you for your service. Would you like to say a word?
Thank you.
One other announcement for my fellow trustees. Next Tuesday in Madison, Wisconsin is Local Government Day in Madison. It's our chance to get down, learn some things about what's going on with the League of Municipalities, speak to our elected officials, and see what we can do to further our cause. We are all invited to attend, and you can get a hold of Brad for more information on that. Any other announcements from my fellow trustees?
Just that Hope and Olive, which is a local nonprofit that's located here in Alloway, is collecting shoes until the end of May, and the box is outside in the foyer area.
Thank you very much. You want to tell us what the shoes are for?
Yeah, so they partner with another company called Funds.org, and they send them overseas, and they clean them up, repair them, and then they sell them to get out of poverty. So it helps us here in the U.S. while also helping overseas.
And how many did they collect last year?
Alloway collected over 700, which we beat Neshwaminon. So I'd like to always say that. But collectively, we collected over 7,000 pairs of shoes.
Great cause. Thank you.
Any type of used shoes. Yep.
Thank you, Sarah. Any other announcements from my fellow trustees? Any other announcements from staff? Staff? Any other announcements from staff? Thank you. Hearing none, we will move on to item 4, public comment. Is there anyone in the audience this evening who would like to speak on something that is not on this evening's agenda? Come on up, ma'am. And for those of you who are here to talk about something on the agenda, I'll make an opportunity for that to happen. Could you give us your name and address, please?
Absolutely. My name is Kristen Martin, and I live at 1245 South Irwin Avenue.
Thank you.
Which is two houses from the sign that says, Welcome to Green Bay. So we're right on the outskirts. About 5 years ago, I came because the board and everything was talking about the little building that lives next to my house and whether or not we were going to okay a business license for them to have a business, because the whole idea was the people that were going to have the business, it was going to be like a little coffee shop, and the neighborhood was sort of like excited because it was going to be like a little bakery, a little coffee shop. Well, I go away for work, I come back 5 years later, and it's a junkyard. So it didn't turn into a coffee shop. It's turned into, I don't know what that is, but I know us as neighbors are not happy. We don't know what to do if, and nobody, I was like, well, Kristen, go find out what you have to do. Do we have to get like a petition? We weren't sure what we needed to do. I know that the lady came over to me while I was out mowing the lawn the other day, and she said she was told that she was supposed to have a fence up 3 years ago. She never put a fence up. But we were talking about putting a fence up. She's like, well, I wasn't going to spend that much money, but I don't want to be looking at an eyesore fence either. Jesus, so we don't know what to do. So I thought I'd come today to put myself on your mercy, as you know, as neighbors, and that we don't know what to do because it's just a mess. That anybody wants to drive over there, it's McCormick and South Irwin. It's horrible. So I'm afraid at this point it's going to be mice. There's going to be which turn into rats, which turn into God knows what. So help, please.
Okay, what I recommend you do, first of all, thank you for coming. It's the thing you should do. And I will point you to the direction of the man in the maroon shirt, okay. Trevor.
Okay, I'll talk to you afterwards then. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on something that is not on this evening's agenda? Okay. Hearing none, we will move on to item number 5, public hearing to consider design exception requests by Highland Ventures, required building setbacks, occupied space, transparency ratios, and other development features for the addition and the remodel project of the proposed Dollar General located at 3921 South Webster Avenue, parcel AL1724-4-1, current facility known as Family Video. Is there anyone who would like, from the public, who would like to speak during this public hearing on this matter? Come on up. Would you be kind enough to give us your name and address, please?
My name is Sharon Resch. My husband, Dick Resch, couldn't make it today, but he wanted to be here.
Thank you.
And so I'm speaking for both of us. We're very fond, of course, of Alloway, and we live right on the line where the Family Video store was proposed to have an exception, I guess, for request by Highland Venture Company to remodel that whole corner. It's across the street from the funeral parlor and kitty corner from our house, which is a cul-de-sac residential area. And we have a tennis court on the corner that everyone, it's directly across from the video store was. The video store was residential more, and we would all walk over from Alloway and all the streets around and even the streets in De Pere. But now, having a totally different business on that corner, it's too commercial for the area. And we have a lot of lovely homes all around that area, and I don't think it would be a good idea to have, it to be on a commercial street like Main Street, where the other one is, where there are other stores that are similar that bring a lot of people in. Well, Dollar General, that says the name, that are looking for bargains. And the funeral parlor right there, I noticed they have to bring trucks in to bring merchandise to sell and other things, and I know that it would be very difficult for them to be conducting a funeral there too. So I just came to speak for all of us. I spoke to everyone in our neighborhood and passed out flyers about it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to speak during this public hearing?
My name is Rebecca Osmane-Ruffle, and we live at 3755 South Webster, which is about 2 blocks south of the proposed site.
Thank you.
I did an internet search on what do dollar stores do for a neighborhood, and a slew of negative reports popped up. However, understanding confirmation bias, I also searched dollar stores are good for neighborhoods. The same disparaging articles came up. Even the one article which claimed dollar stores are beneficial offered little evidence. It did note that these stores are strategically set up in predominantly low-income neighborhoods. I wasn't aware Alloway was low-income, but if the village board wants to make Alloway one, this would be a good first start. I did a bit of research on these companies and learned their method of operation is to saturate an area with an abundance of stores, eliminate existing businesses, and secure themselves as the only viable option. I'm sorry, my voice is probably a little shaky. It may be just this dollar store now, but more will follow. This is a Fortune 500 company opening roughly 3 stores a day. Currently, there are 20,000 Dollar Generals in the U.S. To put this in perspective, there are only 13,000 McDonald's and only 4,600 Walmarts. When asked how a company can expand like this, a retail consultant answered, "It's a winning combination of cheap land, cheap construction, and cheap labor. Why would Alloway want this?" Dollar stores create and cement food deserts and profit off their lack of access. Alloway isn't currently a food desert. We have the iconic Sal's. People come from all over to go to this locally owned grocer. Putting a Dollar General in is a direct threat to Sal's. Some may say they aren't competition, But dollar stores have repeatedly killed similar businesses across the country. Again, it's their method of operation. Other communities are fast becoming aware of the damage these stores do to neighborhoods. Numerous cities and towns are passing laws to curb the expansion of these stores. Alloway should heed their warning. At the Planning Commission meeting, the gentleman representing Dollar General suggested this would be a good thing for Alloway, bringing in jobs and increasing the tax base. Regarding these jobs, Dollar General is known to pay some of the lowest wages in retail. They start at minimum wage, $7.25, and some offer all the way up to $13 an hour. Not exactly a boon for the village's economy or for the store employees. To further minimize labor costs, Dollar General thinly staffed their stores, leaving many aisles full of products sitting on the floor, blocking exits, and leaving the exterior of the store piled up with garbage and rodent infestations. OSHA has referred to Dollar General as a severe repeat offender. In the last 5 years, they've been fined $15 million for these offenses. This thin staffing also increases crime. Crime is opportunistic. With their relentless focus on minimizing costs, they fail to invest in adequate security. Combined with two people per shift and a high volume of cash transactions, dollar stores are sitting ducks. Some of the names given to Dollar Generals are Stop and Robs and Robbery Magnets, which brings me back to increasing the tax base. Having a Stop and Rob in your neighborhood isn't likely to increase the property value. In fact, one study found that the presence of a dollar store diminished property values by 16 to 21%. At the Planning Commission meeting, it was also noted that this store will take away green space, take away any future pedestrian right-of-way, add semi-traffic to Webster, and it was questionable how the loading dock would be accessible by these semis. It is clear that this site does not fit Dollar General's needs, and Alloway should not be giving variances to allow for this type of store, a store that will add nothing to the village aside from more traffic, more crime, cheap labor, threats to existing businesses, and an overall eyesore for the village. I own a construction company. I'm all for development, but it needs to be good development that brings the community up. The Dollar General does not. I know this is a vacant building that needs to be filled, but putting a Dollar General in it would be one of the worst things you could do to our little neighborhood. If the board votes to allow the store, it would be doing so as a direct insult and degradation to the neighborhood and the village as a whole. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak during this public hearing?
Well, I'm Matt Cotter. My family and I own Cotter Funeral Home next door on 860 North Webster in De Pere. Our primary concerns that we see with this development are traffic implications. There are a lot of younger children, young teenagers in the neighborhoods there that enjoy riding their skateboards, riding their bikes through. We already had witnessed many times, even with Family Video being there and being a lower traffic type of business than what's being proposed here, a lot of near misses, if you'll call it. We're concerned about semis, of course, coming through that area, what it'll not only do to the roads, but what it'll do to the overall traffic patterns going through the neighborhood. LeBrun has become quite a busy street with all the bustling activity. People love to live in Alloway. I lived in Alloway for many, many years before I sold my house recently. It's known as a quiet, quaint village that people enjoy. That's why they move there. So we're very concerned about the traffic, particularly, again, with children. And, of course, like has previously been mentioned, a different type of clientele that may come in. Also, do want to echo that sentiment. The Austin family, prior to selling to Sal's, put in many, many years of dedicated work and became a very respected name in the community. We feel that this would be an insult to that legacy and to Sal, who continues to work incredibly hard, and his crew, to be a good neighborhood grocery store. So those are our concerns that we have.
Thank you. I'm sorry to hear you left Alloway.
Yeah, it wasn't my choice.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak during this public hearing? Second call. Third and final. We will close our public hearing. Thank you, everyone, for your comments. We will move on to item six, Action regarding approval of public hearing design exception request by Highland Ventures for the building located at 3921 South Webster Avenue, parcel 17AL1724-4-1.
President Rafter?
Yes.
I will need to recuse myself from items 6 and 7.
Okay, thank you. Okay, do I have a motion, or does someone want to hear from staff?
Yeah, I would like to hear, you know, the Plan Commission gave us some direction here,
but
some clarification would be helpful.
Do you have any questions?
Nothing specific right now.
Okay. Could you just give a real high overview, Trevor?
Sure. So what you have here before you tonight are two separate items, both related, both separate action items. The first one is a design exception. The first one is a design exception. They are looking for several different items that differ than what our typical zoning regulations would require for the addition of the store. And then the second one is a site plan review. So the site plan review you would not be able to accomplish without first having to go through the design exception. Design exceptions, you can go and take one at a time. And the motion should include which design exceptions that are being requested are approved and which ones are not. One thing to point out tonight is this is an allowed use within our current zoning code. So this isn't a zoning change. This is what the current zoning would allow. So we're not here to talk about the use. We're here to talk about the site improvements. So we do have someone from the property management company here tonight, and then we have the store engineer joining us on the phone for any questions.
Okay. Okay, any questions?
I do, and I'm not on the Planning Commission, and a lot of this is Greek to me. And it's kind of a loaded question, but I value your opinion. As these things go, and the Planning Commission is asked for site exceptions, you know, it happens. Maybe it happens relatively often with a number of projects. Would anyone want to characterize how this, you know, are these relatively minor? Are these fairly significant in your view in comparing it to past exceptions? Is that a fair question to ask? Put on.
So I think I know what you're asking. You're talking about the specific design exceptions being requested. Are those major?
In any way out of the ordinary, major things, the extent, the number, or the issues involved? Are they relatively routine? And I'm big on precedent. Have we approved these type of things in the past without a lot of, you know, putting aside what kind of business it is, the nuts and bolts of the things that were asked, are those fairly common?
Yeah, I think reflecting back on some of the more recent design exceptions, we've seen design exceptions for story height, when there's a building down on Riverside Drive, and then there's a design exception regarding occupancy and type of use on the main floor, but that was for building further up on Webster and St. Joseph. So a little bit different area of the village as far as nature of surrounding uses. So the design exception being requested tonight, one is occupancy. So the storage space is located close to the LeBrun Street. Typically, we would like to see that area along a street frontage to be more occupied use, store frontage. That's the other one relates to transparency, and that's sort of connected in that they don't want to have, or the property owner doesn't want to have windows in the storage area. So I guess that's understood. Those go together. Building material, I think that one's relatively minor because of the scale of the addition is pretty small. And then the building setback, what they're requesting is that they keep the building consistent with what the current setback is with the current building. So I think for someone that for the adjoining property owner, that could be significant, but I think for individuals maybe outside the area, maybe that's not quite as significant, but it could be wrong.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's kind of a tough question, but I wanted to ask it because maybe I don't have the experience on these kind of exceptions coming up at a lengthy term on the board that some of the others have, so I don't know how to evaluate how it kind of fits in with our history of looking at these things. And Brad, you've got a history with those way back. This is, well, if you wanted to jump in, you would have jumped in, but.
I'll just give one other example. Talk about the transparency of the window. When Quick was built on the corner of Garland and Webster, they were required to put in a window, but it's really not a window. It appears to be a window. So that was one of the exceptions that they had asked for, but they were not granted that exception that they needed to put something in. Replicated a window.
Yeah, and personally, for somebody not on the plan commission, I've seen some, I personally view those as kind of subjective in some cases in themselves, you know, that there is room to evaluate on a case-by-case basis. So, no, thank you very much. Thank you.
Any other questions right now?
So there was four things, the setback, the transparency, and what were the other two? That we're making an exception for?
Building material.
Storage area on LeBron.
And then there's also a pedestrian connection.
Correct. And then the landscape one, they have satisfied that requirement through the most current revision.
Okay. I don't know what's going to happen if the design exception is not approved for whatever reason. Can that then come back? Can that go back through the process to fix any or remedy anything that?
It could come back. I would have to look up there. I think there is a waiting period. If it's not approved, they have to wait a certain number of days before they can apply again or something.
Okay.
If it's tabled, then that's something different. Then they have time to review and maybe revise some things.
Okay.
So, President Rafter, on the flip side of that, if the design exceptions are approved, does that give a green light to move forward on the Dollar General being placed there?
Correct. They've already gone through stormwater review. They're actually they're decreasing or staying the same with the impervious surface on the site. So now they're just waiting on this, and then from here they'll go and seek their building permit. So if this is approved tonight, they can receive their building permit.
And another option is to approve a portion of it and not approve others that would require the developer to either choose not to pursue that or do something else, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Because my concern isn't so much some of the design changes.
With your concern, let's save that until we get to discussion. Right now we're just asking questions. Do you have a question?
I do not.
Okay. Any other questions at this point for staff?
I would like to make a motion to suspend the rules to invite the gentleman up from the development company to give us a little talk. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Roll call, Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
President Rafter, aye. Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Trustee Deutsch.
Aye.
Okay, rules are suspended. Come on up, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Name and number, please.
Michael Cohn, 1744 Ballinamore Place in De Pere.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak. Like Trevor so eloquently mentioned, the exceptions we're seeking, rear setback, right, we talked about when we built the building. And just so we're clear, I represent Highland Ventures. I do not represent Dollar General, so I only represent landlord, owner of the property. Rear setback when we built the building was 15 feet. Since we built the building, it's changed to 25 feet. So we're seeking that exception for continuity's sake, right? So the building, the addition that we're proposing is still covered by the rear screening, the fence along the back. And to note, we will have side screening on LeBrun Street, so that addition will be blocked, as it's not now. There is actually no screening on LeBrun currently. So, building material, we have an 8-inch split face block there now. Again, that was allowed when we built the building. Since it has changed, so if we were to use a different building material, I think most people would agree that it would just look odd, right? It would be very clear that it's an addition. Our goal is to use the same 8-inch split face block to keep it consistent, right? Loading area was one of them. I think you asked about a few of them. So loading, you know, there's currently, I believe, no loading on the front of the building allowed. You know, I will note our current tenant, Little Caesars, does load out of the front because there's no side entrance. So we actually altered our site plan and put the loading on the side of the building to kind of adhere to that as best we could. And then we did create a loading area in the front, which we did actually reduce the size of it. At Trevor's recommendation, we're going to be putting a concrete pad in the front to separate the loading from regular parking so people don't park there. We're also going to stripe it yellow just to keep, you know, people from parking there or pedestrians from walking there. And some signage as well, just saying it's a loading area. We're also going to put a bike rack there as well for pedestrians to put bikes at the recommendation of zoning. Transparency and occupancy, Trevor spoke to, they kind of go hand in hand. And then the last one was pedestrian pathway. You know, there's no current sidewalk on LeBrun. There's really no current pedestrian pathway on the property as exists. You know, there is a sidewalk on Webster. The only thing we thought we could do, because we've got the Welcome to Alloway sign on our property on that top left corner of that picture, is, you know, possibly having a path up and along the side coming up by Little Caesars. Would be something we could do. So then based on the Plan Commission, their recommendations anyway, one was modifying the loading area. As I mentioned, we reduced the size. We added a grass area, some green space. If you look at the bottom right corner of that site plan, that was originally going to be pavement, but we did decide to do grass and green space there. We altered the loading ramp, loading area, yellow striped off, the signs, we moved the door to the side, and we also, they had concerns about the trucks coming in. They wanted to see a sweat path to make sure that trucks can maneuver in the parking lot. Trevor, do you have that? So Dollar General has agreed to use a smaller semi than what they normally use, which is an option they have at some properties where there's, you know, it's tougher to get in and out. So they'll be using the truck, they call it WB50, not 100% sure what that means, but you can see the sweat path by our engineer. It does work out for them to pull in on LeBrun, and then they would back up to the loading area, and they just have metal racks that they roll out down a ramp, and then they roll them up into the building. And then all their cardboard goes into that same metal, those same metal racks, and then they load them up on the truck and they take their cardboard away, in case you're wondering. We included the bike rack, as I mentioned. We added, we did do all the landscaping that the village required. So you can see some of the landscaping there. We also screened in the dumpster. We have a dumpster enclosure, which is screened, but apparently we had to screen the screen. So we added some arborvitae, you can see on the plan in the top center there, to screen the dumpster area. And then there's also a new HVAC unit that Plant Commission had asked about. It's just a condensing unit that'll be on the back of the building, behind the addition. Again, like I'm sure most people have air conditioning units at their home, it's a small unit that sits on the ground. That's pretty much it. Questions for me?
Are the trees at the bottom, are those currently existing or are those new?
Anything in green would be added to meet the landscape requirement of the village.
And regarding the occupancy and the transparency, is I think I know the answer to this. Was there any thought given to putting that on the other side next to Little Caesars?
We did not, but what we did do to reach our 55, there's a 55% window coverage for the entire building. We did add windows to the front of the building to try to reach that 55%. I think we hit 55, Trevor. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I think so.
By adding those windows.
By making
the front.
Bigger windows.
Correct.
Is that something you think you would consider?
Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
That's our engineer, Russ.
All of the mechanicals, the restrooms, and everything else are on that other side of the building. That's why the addition side was chosen for the stock room. If you go back to the floor plan, all the bathrooms and everything are existing. None of that is changing. And with those where they're currently located, there was not enough room to put the stock room on that side of the building.
Okay.
So when
a truck pushed into the site, the other thing is you didn't really want a truck blocking the neighboring tenant as well. So if that became an issue, which I don't think it will be, but that was another reason, just so that there wouldn't be any kind of potential blockage over there for anybody else in the future. But
what are the hours of their deliveries?
Russ, can you speak to that? I thought they were going to do morning deliveries.
I know, yeah, I don't know 100% because I'm not Dollar General. I was told they can set up for a morning delivery to try to avoid any kind of traffic and, parking issues and tenant issues, but I don't know exactly what times they would have to set up their deliveries. I don't work, for that company.
And that's something we can work with them on. As a tenant, as a landlord, we can require them, hey, you have to do deliveries at X time. We want them to do deliveries prior to Little Caesars opening so they're not interfering with Little Caesars business.
Right. So primarily the reasoning would be the existing bathrooms and mechanical room and everything being that side of the building.
Okay. I think my last question for now, the rear setback. The Planning Commission recommended getting written approval from the owner behind the building.
Okay.
Have you looked into
that? I was not aware of that.
Okay. So. That is what.
No, that wasn't brought up. In fact, he was at the last meeting, and his only concern was where the loading dock door was. He wanted it more towards the front of this building than the back of the building. And once it was established, it was towards the front. He didn't have any other issues.
Yeah, I don't recall having an issue with the setback.
But the Planning Commission did they not? Or am I wrong?
I thought that was discussed at the Planning Commission regarding the direct neighbor. Yeah, at the meeting he did only comment on the location of the loading dock.
Okay. Questions, folks?
Any other ideas for that property, since you're representing the landlord versus a potential tenant? Many other choices out there. It's
We closed Family Video 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. If there were other options, we would have executed them by now. So this is, we've done a number of lease deals with Dollar General in a number of our buildings that we own. So bird in hand, right? We go down this route. They've been great tenants. So this is where our ownership wants to go, and we want to accommodate them. We're adding on to the building to accommodate their footprint. Right, the existing space we have is just too small for their operation.
Okay.
It could sit, 10 years vacant. It could sit another 6 months vacant. I don't know. I think if I knew that answer, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing.
Okay. Any other questions before we pick up the rules? Hearing none. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We will pick up the rules. Trustee Genrich. Or I have a motion to pick up the rules. Do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Nay.
You don't want to pick up the rules?
Yeah, that'll do.
Okay.
I thought you made the motion to pick up the rules and he seconded it.
He did. Okay. And now we're doing roll call.
Okay. Aye.
Okay. President Rafter. Aye. Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Trustee Deutsch.
Aye.
We are back under rules. Do I have a motion on this item?
For the sake of discussion, I will move to approve as presented.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll move to second for discussion purposes.
Okay. Discussion. Who wants to discuss?
I was certainly for. We've sometimes gotten the reputation here in Alloway, I think it's not very well earned, that we're not real business friendly. I think we are. We're also very picky about what we want to do. We've heard from constituents as well as residents from neighboring communities that this is not a great idea. It's not a great fit. I did a little research myself, and of course we had someone speak about that as well. And there have been issues. I don't know that there's a clamoring need for a Dollar General or a similar kind of facility here in Alloway. And I'd be okay with us not doing it. Even though we're trying to be business friendly, sometimes you make exceptions to that.
I would echo that, and I was really impressed with the information that was brought to the board by our residents. So, and I agree with Trustee Genrich, it's not the best fit.
To my left, any discussion?
I struggle because I don't like empty buildings. And I don't think that's a good fit for Alloway as well, since a lot of our properties sit empty. I have heard the criticism that we are not friendly to deal with. I personally don't mind a Dollar General, but I have kids that I buy lots of school stuff for and crafts. And so if I'm the bad clientele, I don't think I'm a bad clientele for Alloway. I go back and forth in my mind.
Trustee Sampson.
Well, I'll be a little contrarian and in a way I disagree with Trustee Genrich. Most of the time I think, yes, we have some control on what comes into the village, but if they decide it's going to work, I can't tell them there's not a need for that store. I mean, they're in business and they think it's a viable option. There are good Dollar General stores. I spent a lot of time traveling and fishing rural Wisconsin in some small towns. That's the only store in town. I've got a cottage near the village of Embarrass, and they do business, and it serves a function, and it's not an eyesore, it's not a crime and traffic magnet. I live in a neighborhood where there are a few million-dollar houses, and it's three blocks from the prison. Granted, the prison is the other side of an interstate highway, but I think the neighborhood in De Pere and Alloway is strong enough to withstand that particular store coming in. But I appreciate the residents' concern and the fact that we are granting some exceptions. I respect that, but I don't know that it'll be a degradation to Alloway or the neighborhood. I think that concern is maybe a little overwrought, and maybe it's, you know, I don't have most years on this board, but I've heard from when the 4 or 5 years I've been on, people said sidewalks were going to bring in crime and traffic and just destroy their neighborhood. People say a lot of things are going to destroy the property values, and sometimes those arguments, oftentimes in my view, can be overblown. And if the clientele, it doesn't seem to fit. I mean, it's a neighborhood of fairly upscale and expensive homes, and Dollar General has a reputation of being a lower income bargain store. I don't know. I can agree with the people on the board who are reluctant, and I'm not normally. I'm pretty much pro business and libertarian, and let the market decide. And I always find it a little distasteful, you know, to single out a business as they're going to bring an unworthy clientele closer to where I live. At the same time, I respect the realities that there's evidence that maybe this has happened someplace, but I also wonder if there's evidence where that has not been the case in other places. So it's a tough vote, and I'm still thinking about it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Question. One thing that is bothering me is the big brick wall along the road. And you have some trees there, and you talked about a screening up on the top. Is there an opportunity to screen with arborvitae or something the building from LeBron?
I believe what we have proposed is a fence. But if zoning would allow, you know, a landscape or green space screening, I think we'd be all for that.
So where would the fence be, Trevor?
They're showing it's hard to see because it follows the property line, but it begins here and it follows here and then connects with the existing cedar fence they have along the back end of the property.
Okay. And on the other side of the fence is grass, correct? There's a new grass area?
That's correct.
And the fence is there because of our code?
The fence is there to screen the loading area.
Loading.
And do we care what kind of screen is there?
No, it could be a different type of screen. I will say that sometimes the evergreen screening does take a few years to fill in. Sometimes mm-hmm. fence is more of an instant gratification. But I would agree that the vegetation looks more appealing.
Would, if the fence is there, would you consider doing some different landscaping in front to break up that fence? Instead of a couple of trees, once we require it, but you know, some other vegetation to break that up and make it more appealing from a visual perspective.
Yeah, I mean, if allowed, right? Yeah.
Chris,
that location is within the street right away, so they would need approval through the village to plant within the right-of-way.
Where does the right-of-way go up to?
Right here. An option, I guess, could be that they, if this would work, that they could move the fence off the property line and plant something within the property.
That would still allow them to get to the loading dock.
I guess I would have to ask the engineer if that works, but that would be an option to consider.
Okay. My biggest concern, if I have concerns, my biggest concern from the request from the design exceptions is LeBron, what it'll look like. I'm concerned about a semi coming in regularly on a side street. Take a look at Sal Street right next to it, right? Case in point. So having the loading dock there, I don't know. And then the 15-foot setback. But if the gentleman is on tape saying he's not opposed to it and that he was concerned about the loading area, did he seem appeased at the end, or...
I guess I don't know if he specifically said he is not. I would like to clarify that. But when he was here, the items he brought up were the loading area items. He didn't bring up the setback issue. So clarification would be.
Okay.
President Rafter,
yes, sir.
Would it be in order for me to withdraw my motion to approve as is with all exceptions?
You can do that.
I will ask to withdraw my motion to approve as is.
Do you have a substitute?
I do not. Well, I'm not as well versed as to which exceptions could make the...
Okay.
And I don't have a guess as to which would make it palatable, if it would make it more palatable. But I would hope maybe someone else would substitute a motion or ask, you know, remand it back to committee with suggestion on which items to look at. But I would like to withdraw the motion to approve that it is, which was basically to have conversation anyway.
Okay. Does anyone have a substitute motion? We don't. I'll make a substitute motion that we table this discussion or this item until we can get more clarification on the questions that I've had. It doesn't do any good to... Well, that's my motion. Do I have a second?
I will second that.
Okay. The reason I'm making that motion is it doesn't make any sense to approve some of them if there's still going to need talk to be done or discussions to be had. So we'll table it. We'll identify the things like the ones I just brought up. The gentleman's not opposed to it. The gentleman lives back there and he was here. And if he's the only one impacted from the setback, I'd like to have it in writing from him as it was recommended. Or have him come to a village board meeting and tell us it sounds good. But then it's the loading area bothers me, and that whole south wall bothers me from an aesthetics perspective. Okay, we have any other discussion? We have a motion to table and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. I thank everyone for coming and sharing tonight. That's how we get things done. Sometimes it takes time.
But if you weren't here, it would have gone a lot faster and maybe not how you wanted to. So I'm glad you were all here on both sides, so thank you very much. Okay, we will move on to the next item. Now everyone gets up. Okay, anyone who leaves doesn't get their way.
Oh, that's mean.
No, thanks for being here, folks.
Thank you. I don't think Bart Starr would think a family dollar would be across the street from his house when he built it.
Thank you. Okay, moving on. We're... Oh, you want to hang up the phone? It's welcome to stay.
Thanks, Russ.
And then we will not be taking action on item 7 because the design exceptions were not approved. So we will table that issue as well. Item number 8, action regarding resolution 2023-13, awarding the sale of $3,805,000 in general obligation corporate purpose bonds, series 2023A. Julie, your name's attached to this item.
I shall refer it right here. Good evening.
Good evening. Could you give us your name and address, please, sir?
Greg Johnson from Ehlers, located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Thank you, Greg.
I'm here tonight to present the sale report for the general obligation corporate purpose bonds that the Village Board authorized proceeding with last month. Just a quick recap of the purpose of these bonds. This is funding street, water, sewer, stormwater improvements that are part of the Village's 2023 capital improvement plan. Also fund some improvements to fire stations and some parking improvements for existing parks. So those are all the new projects being funded through this bond issue. We conducted the sale this morning. A total of 6 bids were received on the bonds. The winning bid was submitted by Baird out of Milwaukee with a final true interest cost of 3.6499%. Due to lower cost of issuance and a premium bid, we're able to downsize the bond issue by $60,000. So the amount that you're considering for award is less than what was on your agenda. It's $3,745,000. So you'll have the same amount for project costs, just have to issue less bonds to fund them, which is always a good outcome. The principal interest over the life of the bonds is $5,417,836. That's the net principal and interest amount. That is $170,142 less than the estimate we presented to the Village Board last month. So following the executive summary and the sale report is the bid tabulation that lists the results of all 6 of the bids received on the bonds. A good distribution from underwriters really throughout the country, so certainly strong appetite and demand for the Village's bonds today. Table 1 lists the projects in 2023 column of what is being funded through this bond issue. As we presented last month, we've just included for illustration purposes and in our financing model some projects funded in 2024. Those are not part of this bond issue, just in our planning model to look at debt over the next couple of years. Table 2 is the final sources and uses for the bond issue. So as I mentioned, the final amount that you're considering for award is $3,745,000. That is $60,000 less than the amount that was authorized. Table 3 includes the final debt service amortization. We break it down by purpose. The water, sewer, and stormwater portions will be repaid by the respective utilities. The streets, fire, and park improvements will all be repaid through the debt service levy of the Village. So you'll see on the second page of Table 3, that again, the net principal of interest cost is $170,142 less than what was estimated. Table 4 shows the impact of the Village's existing debt and these proposed 2023 bonds, and for illustration purposes of 2024 financing. So your net debt service levy for 2023 was approximately $1,441,000. That's projected to increase by $28,730 from 2023 to 2024. That's about $10,000 less than what we've estimated in our pre-sale report. Then even if we show include a 2024 financing for illustration purposes, your debt service levy, even with those projects financed next year, projected to remain stable in 2025, then start to decrease in 2026, leaving room for future capital borrowings if necessary. Then in the far right-hand column, we show the amount of annual taxes a village home with a value of $200,000 would pay. So for 2023, that was about $220 for debt service. 2024, that's estimated to be about $216 a year for debt service. We updated the utility debt service coverage in Table 5 to account for 2022 information. So it shows the coverage calculation for the water, sewer, and stormwater utility. This includes revenue and general obligation debt of the utilities. Generally, like to see that all-in coverage be 1.0 or higher. So the coverage has improved for both the water and sewer utility as a result of some utility rate adjustments. In terms of the village's borrowing capacity, that's in Table 6. We've included the proposed GO bonds, some potential financings in 2024. As a result of this bond issue, you started the year at about 31% of your debt limit. The principal that you're retiring this year, adding in the principal for these proposed bonds, by the end of the year, you're projected to be right at the where you started the year at about 31% of your debt limit. So still have comfortable legal borrowing margins going forward for other capital projects. Finally, included in the report is the rating report from Moody's Investor Services. I want to commend village staff, Brad, Julie, Carrie, for their participation with the rating call with Moody's. Did an excellent job as always. The village's AA2 rating was affirmed. Largely good news included in the report. Generally speaking, the village's long-standing record of stable and healthy finances has continued. Good news to report on economic development activity within the village, and generally a very favorable credit report for the village. That certainly helps keep your borrowing costs down as well with your AA2 rating. So the action before you is the resolution to consider awarding the sale. If you choose to approve the resolution, the closing will occur on June 1st, and there's a bid form that will be signed this evening by the village president and village clerk if you choose to accept the bid as presented. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Matthew. Two quick things. First, on Table 4, thank you for adjusting to $200,000. Just gives, I think, a nice perspective with the median home value. And then on, if you could jump to Table 6, in terms of the percent of limit, where we're at, and I know it's kind of, I'm throwing a hypothetical out, but more than likely we will have to bond in 25 to go back onto our cycle of every other year, and assuming it's in a similar fashion, we would probably jump, we're going to drop down to 33, but then jump back up probably in another 6%, just like we're moving from 23 to 24. So that would put our bond, our percent of limit at about 39%. When does that percent of limit hit a point where it starts to get attention?
In terms of if you stay kind of within that range, I mean, the village has historically been well under 50% of its debt limit.
55.0?
55.0. I mean, that's not necessarily the range where it starts getting concerned within your rating category, but, if you're under 50%, 50% as a general rule, I mean, that's a very good benchmark. So, I mean, your debt burden has historically been very manageable. So, not recommending that you, go higher than you need to, but at the same time, in terms of your ability to maintain capital investment and core infrastructure, you're in a good position to do so.
And that hopefully we don't have to bond in 26, which allow it to drop in 39-ish, just per, would be our peak. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good questions. Any other questions for Greg? Thank you very much for your help, sir.
My pleasure.
We'll accept the motion on this item, and we will do it via roll call. Trustee Harris.
I move to approve resolution 2023-13.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Genrich. Roll call, Trustee Harris. Or any discussion? I'm sorry. Okay. Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Trustee Deutsch.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much. Doesn't matter where you're at.
No, either side. Yeah, just sign your name and put your title on there.
Me too.
Thanks, Ray. You're welcome.
Have a good night. Okay, action number 9. Item number 9. Action regarding a request from John Stolowski for a noise variance permit for the Bell and Run on June 10th, 2023. Brad.
Would ask the board to make a motion and open up to hear from Sash on where he plans on having the entertainment.
I will accept the motion to suspend the rules. Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Trustee Deutsch.
Aye.
We know all your names by the end of the night. Come on up, sir.
Hello. John Stolowski, 1977 Marybell Lane, Green Bay, Wisconsin. So you see my masterpiece of a spreadsheet that I didn't create, someone did for me, but I fill it in. But nothing's really changed from years past. We did add a 5K this year, which I think you've already discussed in past meetings. But we're not, the courses kind of run together, except for on Beaupre, I believe it is, for maybe a quarter of a mile, half a mile. We're not going to add anything there. We're just going to remain with our 10K entertainment that we've had. So it is the same as what we've done every year.
Okay. Tell whoever creates a spreadsheet they need to use a larger font.
I think I can do that, so I'll put that on myself. Yeah, I have Bible. So.
We'll make that motion. Okay, any questions? Looking forward to some good weather.
I know, right?
Brad?
Just a question. In future runs, if Stash's entertainment stays the same, would the board wish for him to come back? Not that I'm wasting his time,
no,
but certainly as long as everything stays as status quo, is there a reason to have Stash come back here every year?
Well, he filled a seat.
I learned a lot.
He learned a lot.
Provided really small fonts.
Yeah.
Sorry.
If we don't have any problems.
No, I don't
with
have
the entertainment, there. I don't have an issue.
Is this the 44th running?
47th.
47th. Oh, I missed a couple on there.
I'd participate if you had a shuttle.
You joke on my back. I'll walk in.
This is PR year.
Okay.
Run the fire.
Just curious, what projections are you at in terms of number of runners? I know the permit is looking, I think it mentioned it says 10,000, mm-hmm. and then I didn't know how successful how well received the 5K has been. How is it going in terms of registration?
Yeah, I think we had a meeting last Friday, and Linda showed us all what we have as far as registration numbers now. And if you add up the 10K and the 5K, I think it's around that 3,000 to 4,000 range. So the 5K, it's coming on, but it's new. So just the marketing of it, getting people interested in 5K runners, they usually don't sign up for something like that until the week or two before, looking at weather. So we're still looking at getting that. Just my guesstimate is probably we'll get up to that 6,000 range, 10K and 5K total.
Okay. Is that roughly what it was last year, do you recall?
It's pretty close to that, yes. I mean, boy, years ago we were up at that 20,000. So the industry's coming back, and a lot of people are signing up for walks now too. So I think that 5K addition where people can walk it, it's not intimidating. So we'll get those numbers back.
Cool.
Very good. Good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I will accept the motion on this item.
Move to approve.
I'll second.
Trustee Atwood, seconded by Trustee Deutsch. Any discussion?
We need Rob Scooter.
We have a motion to approve the request from John Stolowski for a noise variance permit for the Bell and Run on June 10th, 2023, and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item 10, an action regarding application for Class A beer license for Top Shelf, LLC, Top Shelf, Jesse Larscheid, at 3208 East River Drive. Dwight, this is a new business. It's a hair salon, and they want a barbershop, and they want to sell beer.
And offer samples.
And offer samples.
I would move to approve.
I'll second.
Trustee Atwood, seconded by Trustee Deutsch. Any discussion?
What was this before? This wasn't Ziggy's. This is before.
No, that was the chiropractor. Yeah, second building in.
Just north of it.
Yeah. Building just north of Ziggy's. Any other discussion?
No, just if this approves, I would have a reason to go by there where I normally wouldn't.
I don't tend to
for a haircut.
Those places either.
Well, for a haircut. We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. We have Jesse here tonight. Who would like to suspend the rules?
I would like to suspend the rules.
Who would like to second?
I'll second.
I will. Go ahead.
Seconded by Trustee Deutsch. Trustee Harris, Trustee Genrich,
aye.
Trustee Atwood,
aye.
President Rafter, aye. Trustee
aye.
Sampson,
aye.
Trustee Deutsch. Wait until you're called on. Okay, rules are suspended. Come on up.
I got yelled at too. Don't worry about it.
Welcome.
President today.
Could you give us your name and address?
Jesse Larscheid. Do you want the business address or my home?
Either one.
3208 East River Drive.
Great. Thank you.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us about your business.
So I opened Top Shelf LLC, which is a barbershop. Mainly gearing towards men, so I will be offering now, hopefully.
You don't have a lot of clientele sitting up here.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to do, was make a barbershop that you could kind of go in, chill, and have a beer with your service, where other barbershops typically don't offer that. I would like to also talk to Zimbaldi, so I kind of want to cross... market with them as well, so that it stays local. I will have one other, so I have three taps, and would offer one other brewery to come in and offer a brew that they have as well. So come get your haircut, have a beer.
Will the barbers,
6 ounces.
Will the barbers also be imbibing, or they have to hold off till...
They have to hold off.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I don't think you want barbers having beer while they cut your hair. We have sharp tools.
And so you're going to be selling beer and you're going to be giving samples?
So samples will be given with the service. 6 ounces is what I'm permitted to offer. And then I will... potentially have some beer on site to sell, not looking to make it, you go buy your beer there. If you like the beer, I'll probably have a six pack of it that you could buy.
I see. Okay.
So that's my crossing with Zimbaldi, is kind of giving back to the community businesses.
Very nice.
Yes.
Any other questions?
When is the grand opening?
Grand opening already happened. So it's been a process of getting in to get my license for the Class A license.
But our grand opening was April 3rd. We're right across, obviously, from Village Grove.
When's your next grand opening?
Next grand opening is probably next week when I have my beer license.
There you go. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Good luck.
Thank you.
Pick up the rules. Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Atwood. Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Trustee Deutsch. We're back under rules. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
I thought we did.
We did.
We did already.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed. Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 11. Action regarding resolution 2023-09. Thanking Drew Farwell for his years of service on the Economic Development Committee. And it reads as follows. And it reads as follows. Be it resolved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway, County of Brown, State of Wisconsin, that the Alloway Village Board wishes to thank Drew Farwell for serving on the Economic Development Committee since April 19th of 2022, and to honor Mr. Farwell with a resolution and certificate of recognition of his excellent service to the community. Passed and approved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway the 16th day of May. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Trustee Atwood, do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Deutsch, any discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item 12, action regarding resolution 2023-10, thanking Sandy Juno for her years of service on the Historic Preservation Committee. The resolution reads, be it resolved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway, County of Brown, State of Wisconsin, that the Alloway Village Board wishes to thank Sandy Juno for serving on the Historic Preservation Committee since August 1st, 2017, and to honor Ms. Juno with a resolution and certificate of recognition for her excellent service to the community. Passed and approved by the Village Board, Village of Alloway, the 16th day of May. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Trustee Deutsch, do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Atwood, any discussion? We have a motion to approve and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item 13, action regarding resolution 2023-11, thanking Michael Borowski for his years of service on the Parks, Rec, and Forestry Committee. Resolution reads as follows. Be it resolved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway, County of Brown, State of Wisconsin, that the Alloway Village Board wishes to thank Michael Borowski for serving on the Parks, Rec, and Forestry Committee since April 21st of 2020, and to honor Mr. Borowski with a resolution and certificate of recognition of his excellent years of service to the community. Passed and approved by the Village Board, Village of Alloway, the 16th day of May, 2023. Do I have a motion on this item?
I will move to approve.
Trustee Sampson, seconded by Trustee Deutsch. Any discussion? I would like to thank all of our volunteers who helped this village run, especially the three we talked about tonight, for their efforts. We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 14. 1 second till I get there. Item number 14. Action regarding renewal applications for licenses to sell fermented malt beverages and intoxicating liquors from July 1st of 23 through June 30th of 24. I will make a motion on this item. And my motion will be, 1 second. Okay. My motion will be to approve all of the requested extensions except for the Riviera, as long as all of the inspections are passed. And then for the Riviera, I would like to schedule a hearing on this item or on that item for our next village board meeting. Trustee Deutsch. Any discussion? We got through most of the inspections. I know some people have to make some tweaks, but they'll have them done. And it, as long as my motion said, contingent upon them all passing their inspections. Okay.
Do we need, President Raftor, do we need to make any distinction on the specifics of the hearing at the June meeting, or just that we have a hearing to formally discuss the application?
It will be a hearing to discuss the application and outstanding balances and that sort of thing.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item 15, action regarding request from Lorelei Inn, Inc. at 1412 South Webster Avenue for a noise variance permit and to allow alcohol to be sold and served in their parking lot on September 15th and 16th, 2023, for their Oktoberfest celebration. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Genrich, seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion?
No, ongoing annual event that donates some money back to the community. Very positive.
Yeah, just as a note, I think they said they donated $6,000 back to nonprofits last year as a result of their Oktoberfest. So, and it's been a well-run event.
Agreed.
I guess I do have a question. I remember a year ago there were some questions from somebody living way down the hill toward the East River, and they were asked to adjust their speakers. We didn't get any complaints on this past one, I don't think.
No, to the East River?
It was somebody who lived down closer to Libel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe it was a year ago, maybe it was 2 years ago. The atmospheric conditions, I don't remember that they came to the board, but I heard about it. Anyways, there were no complaints last year. So those people, if somebody was upset a couple of years ago, it's been addressed.
Through parking always?
Yeah.
Parking to a fire hydrant or whatever, and by the time deputy gets there, they're gone or something.
All right.
Or parking tickets.
I guess my question is answered because there's not a bunch of angry people from Libel saying, hey.
I would say it's an isolated.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the request from Lorelei Inn and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed. Motion passes. Thank you. Action regarding a request from Doug Meikle at Doug's Take 5 at 3600 Riverside Drive for a noise variance permit and to amend his premise description to allow alcohol to be sold and served in their parking lot on June 10th from 7 to 10 p.m. for a summer concert. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Second.
You were here. Trustee Harris with the motion and Trustee Atwood with the second. Any discussion? This is also an event that is a fundraiser, and the money goes to the Children of Brown County, YMCAs, other programs to help kids learn how to read. And so.
And that's a Saturday, I believe, right?
It's probably
yes.
A.
It's the day of the bell.
It's the day of the bell, and so you go running, and then you come hear some music, music.
Doug does make a very concerted effort with the neighbors and the apartment complexes and everything else. Yeah. You have lawn chairs all and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, he doesn't get quite as many people as the Lorelei, but he does a very good job, and it's a very nice event. Mm-hmm. Encourage people to attend after you run. We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item 17, action regarding request for noise variance permit and temporary Class B picnic license for St. Matthew's Summer Kickoff Picnic on June 4th, 2023 from 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Move to approve.
Trustee Atwood, seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? We have a motion to approve The noise variance for St. Matt's in the second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. 18, action regarding 2023-2024 Brown County Tax Preparation Agreement. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Trustee Deutsch. Question, has anything changed from last year?
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's the same. That was going to be my question. Is it the same rate as last year?
Mm-hmm.
So aside from postage. Okay.
Okay. Any other discussion? We have a motion to approve the tax preparation agreement with Brown County in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 19, action regarding approval of proposal to redesign the Village of Alloway website using ARPA funds. I will make a motion to table this item.
Second.
Second. By Trustee Sampson. The reason for the table is to get a little more into the weeds and to make sure the village understands what they're getting. So we have a motion to approve or to table and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 20, action regarding T-Mobile Second Amendment to cell tower lease located at 2612 South Webster Avenue. Mr. Lane.
Yeah, this has been an ongoing discussion. So the only change, the amendment is the dollar amount. Where they were at $2,050 a month, and the escalator of 9%, it was at 10%. So they were okay with the counter that the village came back with, so those are the only changes.
Okay, any questions?
Is this still expire in 2039, 2040?
Yeah, 2040, actually.
Okay, I'll accept the motion on this item.
Move to approve the amendment, second amendment to the tower lease.
Trustee Harris, do I have a second? Trustee Deutsch, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor, or any discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item 21, action regarding proclamation for National Public Works Week, May 21st through 27th. Where's that proclamation?
That's our phone.
Here, this thing. I would normally not read such a long document, but in honor of our employees. Connecting the world through public works. Whereas public works professionals focus on infrastructure, facilities, and services that are of vital importance to our sustainable and resilient communities and to the public health, high quality of life, and well-being of the people of the Village of Alloway. And whereas these infrastructure, facilities, and services cannot be provided without the dedicated efforts of the public works professionals who are engineers, managers, and employees at all levels of government and the private sector who are responsible for rebuilding, improving, and protecting our nation's transportation, water supply, water treatment, and solid waste systems, public buildings, and other structures and facilities essential for our citizens. And whereas it is in the public interest for the citizens, civic leaders, and children of the Village of Alloway to gain knowledge of and to maintain an ongoing interest and understanding of the importance of public works and public works programs in their respective communities. And whereas the year 2023 marks the 63rd annual National Public Works Week, sponsored by the American Public Works Association, Canadian Public Works Association, be it now, therefore, be it resolved, I, James F. Rafter, Village of Alloway, do hereby designate week May 21 through 27 of 2023 as National Public Works Week. I urge all citizens to join with representatives of the American Public Works Association and government agencies in activities, events, and ceremonies designed to pay tribute to our public works professionals, engineers, managers, and employees to recognize the substantial contributions they make to protecting our national health, safety, and quality of life. And don't forget to say hi when you see them on the street. Do I have a motion to accept this proclamation?
I would so happily move to do that.
Trustee Genrich.
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? Sean, thank you to you and your crew for what you do.
Thank you.
Good job.
We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Unanimously approved. Number 22, report regarding urban wildlife management update. Trevor.
Real quick update tonight. Just wanted to bring it back because it's been a while. We do have Chris and I and our animal control, Shane Lestrude. We do have a meeting with the DNR coming up to find out more information on different options. DNR has agreed to help us investigate and explore those options. So there'll be more information to come, but I just wanted to let the board just get any additional questions from residents on the topic. We are continuing to work on it.
Okay. When are you going to be meeting with the DNR? Approximately?
I think it's in May, I think sometime. A couple weeks.
Okay. Any questions for Trevor? Thank you for that update. Don't miss the meeting. Put it on your calendar. Item number 23, future agenda items. Is there anything that one of my fellow trustees would like to see on a future agenda item? Hearing none, I will accept the motion to convene in the closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985-1E. Deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session.
So moved.
Trustee Sampson.
I got fancy with the one at Heritage Hill, so that kind of...
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Genrich.
Chris.
Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee... Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Trustee Deutsch. Thank you. We are in closed session. Chris, do you have a motion to adjourn?
Yes, move to adjourn. I'm off.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Trustee Deutsch. We have a motion to adjourn in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. I thank you one and all.